is about all they're going to be able to say next. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Great to be with you, Barry, on this beautiful night. Glad to be in the studio with the door open. Hopefully the dogs won't bark.
That would be good. Well, Chuck, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. We're getting into springtime, and usually middle April means that the state House of Representatives is about ready to kick a budget out the door and send it over to the state Senate. Now, my sources tell me that particular process is going to be taking place over the next 2 weeks with a scheduled vote from the House about April 19th, which is a week from Friday. And what they've been trying to work on, and we've talked to people before about this on the program, is whether or not to accede to Governor John Kasich's call for expanding Medicaid by going after about $13 billion per year over the next 3 years from the Obama administration. Now, Chuck, one of the things that has come up time and time and time again as an argument in opposition to this Kasich plan, which he unveiled publicly at his State of the State address in February, was that if we take this money, we're going to have all of these strings and these regulations attached. And if we did so, then Ohio is basically going to be implementing Obamacare, all of its provisions, by the accession to the administration with taking the money. Now, it's interesting because the Kasich administration has said time and time again when this opposition comes up, and this opposition has come up not just from pundits and bloggers like us, but from policy experts and from fellow legislators, especially in the Republican caucus, who are in the majority in the Ohio House, and who are looking to find ways to, honestly, I'm just going to say, trying to find ways to appease the governor without linking themselves into what they consider to be a train wreck in Obamacare. And I don't know if train wreck's too hard of a word or not. Do you?
Oh, gosh, no, Barry. Let's think about this for a minute. $39 billion, $13 billion a year over 3 years is $39 billion. How many taxpayers are there in Ohio?
In Ohio, well, there's 11 million citizens in the state of Ohio. Yeah. It's probably about somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 to 57% are actually taxpayers.
Yeah, I think that may be high, but then again, let's go with it. That means that that's
about
around
6 million
people. Divide $39 billion by 6 million and see what you get. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's about, if you think about it, okay, 6 million, 39 billion, carrying the two. It's about $60,000 a person, Chuck.
Okay, what does that tell you about what's wrong with this idea of expanding Medicaid?
Oh, well, it tells you a lot about it. It's going to be inordinately expensive, and it's going to raise taxes. Now, again, when people, conservative legislators, our friends who are more libertarian and conservative than they are just Republican and conservative, have been screaming high and low about this issue, the administration comes back, either Kasich himself or through a spokesperson, and says, if the feds try to do anything, we can just stop. We can just return the rest of the money, and we're not tied to anything. Well, Chuck, I guess starting this week, the Kasich administration is going to have to sing a different song, because late last week, after being asked numerous times, the Obama administration, through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is a division of the Department of Health and Human Services, and that's Kathleen Sebelius, who is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, put out an FAQ document. And FAQ is frequently asked questions, and basically said, okay, listen, this expansion is all or nothing. If you take the money, you have to take the full suite of Obamacare regulations with your Medicaid program. Now, that's an entirely 180 degrees different than what the Kasich administration's been selling to legislators, Chuck.
Well, Barry, I've had a couple of calls in which I have been invited to sit on the line and listen to the sales pitch for this thing. Again, one of the advantages/disadvantages of living in Franklin County. I'm sure down in Gallup, they're not calling quite as many of you folks down there.
Probably not.
But I sat through about as much of it as I could stomach. And it was all about how this money wasn't going to cost us anything. And the reason I asked that, and by the way, I got a calculator out, and it's about $6,500 a person over that 3 years, which is about $2,200. I don't know about you, but I can't afford $2,200 more. And the fact is, you and I both know that the fact that we'll be getting $39 billion of federal money, they have to collect way more than that to actually have $39 billion filtered down to the state.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Conservative estimates show that in order for the implementation of the expansion that the administration is envisioning to take place to all the states, it would cost an additional $6.2 trillion. We'd have to raise our debt by another $6.2 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars, just to cover the expansion. Now, Chuck, we all know the government programs are rife with fraud, waste, abuse, and underestimates. So my guess is that 6.2 is somewhere probably around $6.5 trillion by the time you figure in everything that they've forgotten to figure in.
Oh, but well,
our state.
Yeah. No, all we're telling the folks is that really, if you look at it, the United States of America, there's about 155 or 160 million taxpayers. And you start looking at the number of zeros on the back of this, it's gobboons of money. With a technical phrase, it's going to cost gobboons of money.
Exactly. Well, the other big thing with this, Chuck, is that, again, the state believed, erroneously now it looks like, that, okay, if we expand Medicaid and we go between, right now they cover, state Medicaid covers people who are at or below 100% of the federal poverty level. This expansion would allow them to ratchet that up and cover folks who are between 100 and 138%. Now, what they believed was they could take this money and do this extra coverage, and it wouldn't affect anything. It wouldn't affect how they're already providing Medicaid services in the state for those who are not part of the expansion. However, that's not what the feds are telling them now. The feds are telling them now, no. If you take the money, it's all or nothing. Your entire Medicaid program would have to be realigned to fall in line with Obamacare, which means that even though Ohio said no, and we have a constitutional amendment saying no to health care determinations by a government agency, then we said no to having a state exchange and no to the federal Obamacare. If John Kasich wants to take the money, he's basically taking Obamacare.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you that question. How is this any different? John Kasich, what was it? We applauded him, I think, back in January for refusing to set up the exchange. If you recall, he refused to set up the state exchange, which all that means is basically that the federal government won't impose us on it. How is this any different than going ahead and setting up the exchange as regards the Health Freedom Amendment that we just put in to our state constitution 2 years ago? How is it any different? Philosophically,
well, it's really
speaking.
Not.
Anyway, I mean, of course, it's different money streams, but how is it any different philosophically?
It's not really, to be quite honest. It's the same thing. Now, it's interesting that under Ted Strickland's administration, the spending on Medicaid went up 33%. And in Kasich's first 2 years in office, they were priding themselves on paring it back and cleaning up waste, fraud, and abuse in order to save $2 billion of taxpayers' money. Now, Chuck, the big problem is before this bombshell hit, if you did the math, when all this quote-unquote state and the money that's our money, as John Kasich keeps talking about, would have actually cost the state an additional $4 billion in spending in order to comply with the regulations that are on the expansion money. Now we find out that now you're talking about not just the expansion money, but the entire Medicaid program now subject to all of the new rules and regulations. That state cost is probably now going up almost as much as what it is that they say that they're going to be getting in. You know, right now in Ohio, the feds cover about 72% of the cost of Medicaid to the state, and Ohio picks up at state level about $4 billion a year, which is about 27%.
Let me ask you a question then. If you recall last year, one of the big deals was we have a $7 billion hole in the budget. And you and I discussed the fact that it looks like that hole was filled, but it wasn't really because it was done in the way that Kasich usually fixes budget issues. He shoved it off into future years and basically moved money around to make it look like there was more when there really wasn't. So what would this do to that $7 billion hole that looks like it's filled but isn't as we go along into this program, into this expansion?
Well, it'd just be like a pothole in the road in the middle of winter when they come along and throw a few shovels of hot top into it, and then you get the next big snow or ice event or a lot of rain. It all comes washing out of the hole along with more, and you got a bigger hole than you started with.
So basically, Kasich, who is really, let's be realistic politically about what this is about. This is about John Kasich doing his best to create a governing coalition so that he can run for president in 2016.
I'm sure that that's a big part of it, yes. Now, Chuck, one of the things that people need to think about, and our legislators, since they're making decisions here in the next couple of weeks on voting on this beast, need to think about is what was put forth in a blog at the Heritage Foundation on their blog.heritage.org at their foundry site, where they discussed how the administration is ruling out any flexibility on Medicaid expansion for the states. And they say something like this. They say, now, the Obamacare expansion population will consist exclusively of adults. So if you start talking about little kids and covering kids' health care, that's not what we're talking about here, because kids are already covered under the current Medicaid rules. But the expansion population will consist of exclusively adults, and Heritage goes on to say, of whom almost all are able-bodied, 82% don't have dependent children, and 52% are between the ages of 19 to 34. Chuck, over half of the population that could get Medicaid coverage, in other words, that's basically federally subsidized health care, ages 19 to 34, 52%. They says here, if there's any group whose health care coverage should be designed with benefit limits and co-payments structured to encourage greater personal responsibility, it's this group. Yet expanding Medicaid to this population would preclude states from designing coverage that's more appropriate, while forcing states to ask the federal government for permission to make even modest changes. Well, that's been the whole structure of Kasich's argument all along is, well, we can fix it the way we want it, and then if they try to come back and tell us that we can't do it, we can just get out of it. But then again, you're bringing in $13 billion into the state, and that increases the rolls in Ohio by nearly 600,000 new beneficiaries. Now, you tell me which politician that you know of, Chuck, is going to willfully, after starting a program like that, turn the tap off and have 600,000 voters who are going to vote the other way in the next election.
Well, look, we both know that that is nonsense. And the fact that there are people out there who should know better and apparently either don't or are trying to make us believe that we're somehow paranoid or whatever. And there are a number of those, my representative being one of them. My representative is one of these people that's trying to come up with some kind of an alternative plan. Tell me something about these alternative plans. They all basically are more or less the same, are they not? They're just basically sort of moving the men around on the chessboard, aren't they?
Yeah, most of these plans are still Medicaid expansion and still are part of taking the Obama money, bringing it into the state of Ohio, but then shuffling it around to say, oh, well, we're going to do it more privately with wraparound services from private insurers. Well, there's a big problem there because, as the Heritage blog points out, that the FAQ, which was issued on Friday, says that under any design, the administration will still require that a state first expand Medicaid and that any premium assistance conform to Medicaid benefit requirements and cost-sharing limitations. So in other words, they won't be able to shift it off over to private sources. It'll still have to come through that federal government funnel into the state Medicaid program. And he basically says beneficiaries remain Medicaid beneficiaries and continue to be entitled to all benefits and cost-sharing protections. So in other words, he says states must have mechanisms in place to wrap around private coverage to the extent that benefits are less and cost-sharing requirements are greater than those in Medicaid. Chuck, you know what that is? That's a total disincentive for anybody to ever get off Medicaid and go to private insurance.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we've been saying all along that Obamacare is designed, the way it's set up currently, is designed to fail. And it's designed to fail in order to create the pressure from the populace to create a single-payer system.
Yes.
And by that we mean the federal government would simply take over paying for all health care like the National Health Service in Great Britain.
Well, I think that's what we're heading to, Chuck, is basically, if you want to look at what America's going to look like, look at Great Britain's healthcare system and tell me if you like it.
Yeah. With that, we're out of time. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.